Today, we're diving into the thrilling world of media production with a focus on the unsung hero, the associate producer. These maestros work behind the scenes to bring your favorite shows to life. But before we embark on our journey into the world of media magic, let's take a quick pit stop at the powerhouse of youth culture and music, MTV. From iconic music videos to reality TV revolutions, MTV has been setting trends since the 80s. So buckle up as we explore the career of an associate producer and the pop culture phenomenon that is MTV here on the Hollywood Lot Life. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hollywood Lot Life podcast, where we explore the ins and outs of the elusive entertainment industry. If you've ever dreamed of working in Hollywood or making it as a studio executive, then this is the podcast for you. Please, before we start, it would mean so much to me if you could just subscribe to the channel. I know so many of you watch these episodes and don't subscribe, and it means nothing. You know, it's just helpful for me to see how many people are following along on this journey. So it would mean so much if you could. And, you know, like the video as well while you're at it. So whether you're, you know, getting in a solid workout at the gym or listening while you're driving to work, a huge shout out to you for listening and hanging out with us today. So like I said in the intro, we've got an associate producer who is my friend Valerie, and she is a music journalist and currently a producer for MTV. Valerie, welcome onto the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So what does it mean to be a music journalist and a producer?
So as a music journalist, my career has kind of taken me from coast to coast, but I'm currently based in New York, and I've been with MTV as an associate producer for now 3 seasons. So it's just like really cool to stay on top of music. It's something I've always loved and been passionate about. So being able to work in a field where I was already doing the research before I started working in music just for fun. So being able to get paid for doing it, it just feels great. I feel like I hit like a milestone in my life that I always wanted.
That's amazing. And are you working on any TV shows or with MTV? What are you doing with them?
So currently I'm an associate producer for Fresh Out Live. So it is a music news show on MTV that airs on Fridays at 5 p.m. East Coast.
And for those who are just barely learning about the entertainment industry as a whole, what does a producer even do?
So a producer has all types of roles. Like, you're very much a jack of all trades, and it really just depends on like what company you're working for. So you know, some producers write, others don't. So I've had different roles as a producer where I've written, I've, you know, grabbed coffee for execs. Like, well, as you're working your way up in, you know, you start out as a production assistant, and then, you know, hopefully you get a producer title. But a lot of times you're looking for research, you're working with top executives to make creative decisions. So it really just varies on what role and where, you know, depending on if you're working in reality, music, TV, film, like news, like it really just varies.
Okay. I'm excited to get into this because I feel like I have so many questions on, you know, how does MTV differ and why, like, where are the music videos that MTV used to do? But let's rewind the clock. You say you're not from LA. I feel like most of my guests live in LA. You said you are living in New York. Are you originally from New York?
Yes. So I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York. And then I had a work opportunity that moved me to LA for a little bit, but I'm back in New York now.
Oh, okay. So you've jumped all over. And what took you to LA?
So I got into the NBC Page program. So they have two coasts. They have a program on the New York side and LA side. But being from New York, I just always wanted the opportunity to work in film. And the NBC Page program has a really big focus on, you know, this Hollywood lot life, and a big focus on just that, you know, the core entertainment part of the industry. Whereas New York focuses on news, and I did come from a background of news production, but I wanted to break out of that because I knew I wanted to go into entertainment. So I knew, like, one, I wanted to live in LA, and two, I wanted to try the Hollywood industry part of things. So I applied for the NBC Page program. I got in, and then I moved to the West Coast in November of 2019.
Okay. And so before that, were you in university studying? What did you study?
So I went to BYU and I studied broadcast journalism. And I worked on their radio station there. And I also worked in there was like a daily news channel. So that really just like prepared me for the real world, just because their journalism program is very intense. And I will say it's one of the top programs in the country, because the journalism professors just really put you out there with the camera and have you reporting stories every day and then going live on like the local PBS channels. So it really prepared me for the real world, I will say.
Oh, that's really cool experience. So when you graduated, or even before you graduated, did you do any internships besides the Page program?
Yes. So the Page program was actually a fellowship after graduation. So I did, when I was a college student, I did intern at New York One, which is like the local news station here in New York.
Oh, okay. Being like a journalist or whatever?
Yes.
Cool. Very cool. And then when you applied for the Page program, was it, I'm sure it's very like prestigious and everybody wants to be a page. Like, how do you set yourself apart just to start even there?
So I think I had a really good just resume and portfolio already built out. And I was also working as a production assistant for BuzzFeed in New York. So a lot of times, if you ever apply for jobs, the competition is so, it's just really heavy. Like, everyone comes with experience and they also want you to come with some sort of experience. It's not required, but knowing that I had already worked at New York One and I was currently at BuzzFeed, I was working on a daily show already. So I think they really looked at my experience, and they could also look at my portfolio that I had a lot of work to back that up. I had produced a cold case documentary in college, and I was just like really involved with building up a really, really big portfolio. So I think when I applied, I just had experience on my plate already.
That makes total sense. And so you said you were at BuzzFeed as well. What were you doing with them?
So I started out as an intern right after college. So I ended up getting hired to be a production assistant. So I worked on two different shows. They both got canceled, but I worked on AM to DM, which was a daily show that ran on Twitter. So we would go live on Twitter and we would just put on like a whole production. So we had a lot of cool guests, and we would, it was also during like the election time as well. So we had all types of politicians, we had comedians, actresses, everyone came in that into that door. So that was just really cool that my job was to work with them and, you know, take them from the green room to the studio and also produce segments and even like pre-produce people and guests on the phone as a PA and as an intern. So that just gave me a lot of experience.
Yeah. And I think that's really awesome that you were able to, you know, get all this experience right out of college. Like, I feel like so many people don't have that. But it makes me think, kind of to dive more into your time at the Page system. Correct me if I'm wrong, at least from what I heard in New York, you kind of rotate in different departments. Is that the same in LA, where you go from the creative team to the digital team to, you know, whoever to whoever? Is that the same?
Yes. So the purpose of the program is to get kind of dip your toes into different parts of NBC Universal. And NBC Universal has a huge portfolio of, you know, companies underneath it. So from Telemundo to DreamWorks Animation, like there's, I think, something for everyone at NBC if you're looking to work in the entertainment industry. And like I said, in New York, it's more on like news and late night shows. But every 3 months, like I kind of already came in with a focus of what I wanted to do. But I think the Page program is also good for folks who are still trying to figure out what focus they want to go into within the entertainment world. But I would say the Page program has a really big focus on like the admin side of things and corporate side. So you're not really like in the fields working with like directors and stuff. You're more of like handling things with executives and in the office. But for me, I would say, yeah, every 3 months I went to a different department. So for my second rotation, I actually got sent to Telemundo in Miami. So
Crazy.
NBC page, yeah, it was so such a crazy experience moving from New York to LA and then having the opportunity to get a paid, like, you know, they paid for my flight, my hotel, they got me a car.
For 3 months.
Yes, for 3 months. But the craziest thing is that this happened right during the 2020 lockdown. So my rotation was supposed to start in March. So I packed my bags and I remember it was the last Friday in the NBC 10UCP office in LA, and like people are taking monitors with them. You know, we're thinking this is just a 2 week shutdown, and the 2 weeks just, you know, kept going. So I remember asking my supervisors, like, hey, like, you know, my flight is still booked. Like, do I get on this flight? And they're like, yeah, it's just 2 weeks. You're gonna, you know, quarantine for 2 weeks in your hotel room. And I was in that hotel room for 3 months by myself, just working out of my computer. Yeah, it was crazy. I spent the lockdown in Miami in a hotel room. So that
Did
was
you at least have
interesting.
any friends, or were you there alone? Like, I feel like that's got to be pretty lonely if you didn't know anybody.
It was so lonely. So there was actually two other pages from New York that were also going to do the Telemundo rotation with me. So I didn't know them prior to that, and we were in a villa together, but because of quarantine, like, you just it was just a scary time. No one knew who had COVID. There weren't any COVID tests. So like I think each one of us just quarantined in our rooms, and like no one left their rooms. Like no one really even like spoke. So it was just like we were each in our own room. So it was just
Oh.
such a weird and lonely time. Like I legit spent those 3 months by myself in that
Holy
hotel room.
cow. I can't even imagine how crazy that would be. And did you get a pick, like your rotation? So did you pick to go to Telemundo, or how did that work?
So in the page program, well, especially back before COVID, I don't know what it's like now. The page program is notorious for like the people in charge picking where you go or where they feel you go, and it's almost like a puzzle. Like, you know, five people might want to work on the, you know, the Tonight Show or something, or on SNL, but like, you know, there's only one or two spots. So it's like it just depends on the amount of spots that they have in one rotation and how popular a rotation is, because you know some rotations are more popular than others. But I would say I was really lucky because there was the opportunity where they had just opened up this rotation in Miami. They hadn't done it in years, and they were looking for two pages from New York and one page from LA. And I think because most of the pages were from the West Coast, people weren't that interested in traveling to Miami. And I did speak Spanish. I am bilingual, so that was another plus for me.
Okay, so when you were there, you were focusing on the marketing of Telemundo programming, or what was it?
Yes. So just the marketing of the overall programming. So Telemundo purchases different novelas from other countries. So our job was to promote it and create these activations. But that became really interesting because a lot of the activations that would be in person ended up having to be all remote and online. So like we really had to scatter and get creative on how we were going to promote things just, you know, digitally.
So when you finished the page program, where did you go after that?
So my last rotation in the page program was for E News. I guess I just made a really good impression on the E News staff because they ended up offering me a full-time position to work for Nightly Pop, which is a late night comedy show for E News that also got canceled, but I ended up getting hired.
So you're working for E News. What are you doing with them full time now?
So I was a production assistant for Nightly Pop, and it was all remote. So I ended up moving once my lease in LA ended in November of 2021. I just decided to move back home because I hadn't seen my family during that whole lockdown. So I was working remote for E News, and I just decided to hold off for as much as I could at home. But my bosses were kind of expecting me, like, hey, things are starting to open up. We need our production assistant like with us in person. So my boss was kind of telling me, like, after almost like 9 or 10 months, like, hey, are you looking at places? Like, are you moving back to LA? They were expecting me to be back in LA. And like literally 2 weeks before I almost found a place, I got a call from MTV and they asked if I was interested in a new position. So that's why I left E News.
And is MTV based in New York?
Yes, they have well, it's under Paramount, so they have offices in LA, but MTV and like the music and department and like where I work is based here in New York.
Is this true? Are you freelancing or are you under their umbrella?
So I'm a permalancer, so I'm a full-time, I work full-time for Paramount, but I am technically a freelancer.
Interesting. How does that work as far as like, so you are a Paramount employee?
So yes and no. Like I am under Paramount. I have like a Paramount email. I am full time. I just don't have, because we work by seasons and by contracts, we only know, yeah, so we don't get like the benefits and 401k, so that's what makes me a freelancer.
And you mentioned you're staffed by season. Do you have off seasons and what does that look like?
Yes. So, per season for Fresh Out Live, we run from January up until December. We have dark weeks, so sometimes like we don't shoot on the holidays, so we're off for like the week of the holiday. And then I am remote the other days, so it kind of gives me like 13 days off every holiday.
So, would you recommend looking for freelancing positions, or would you rather have that full-time crew status?
I think, well, moving out to LA gave me the experience of being staff, and I got to experience the two. And I will say, like, it really just depends on what company you're working for and what production you're under, because every show just varies. But I am okay with freelancing because I feel like it's been the best work that, or the best work experience I've had so far, and the best work-life balance.
What is like more in depth of the day-to-day look like for you? You're writing, you're creating show content is like segments. What kind of walk me through that?
So Fresh Out Live is a 8-minute show that airs on Fridays.
For 8 minutes.
Yes, for 8 minutes. And it's just music news. Yeah. And we're able to kind of like predict what's dropping every Friday. So we kind of know what we're working with. So as an associate producer, my job is to research and compile the music that's dropping on Fridays. And, you know, obviously we always have surprise drops. So that's something we add on the day of. I usually spend my week compiling music and sending it to my bosses to see what's going to make the cut for the show.
So, one thought that comes to mind is how long does an 8 minute show take to produce, to make? Like, is it 20 minutes? Is it 8 minutes? How long does that take?
So it really just depends. I feel like each week is different for us because sometimes we're, you know, in television, you're just working, you never know what's going to happen. So sometimes there's artists that can't make it, so we're scrambling to switch gears. So we're adding more music stories, or last minute we're preparing for different talent to come in, or sometimes we think there's two different artists that are coming in, so we're preparing for both. So it really just depends on the week. It changes every week, but for the most part, we have like a structure of what we do, so I know what my week is going to look like every week.
What are some of like your favorite experiences in your career in specific that you want to highlight?
I would say, like, I feel like I've been able to experience different parts of like NBC, and I can say I haven't stayed with one company, and I think that could be sometimes some people are scared to hop from company to company, but I worked at BuzzFeed, NBC, and now Paramount, and you get to experience like a different culture in each one, and you get to also, like, my network I think has just gotten bigger from working in these three different companies and seeing how each company works differently, and get to see what I like and what I don't like. And I think that if I would have stayed in one, just one company, I don't think there would have been much growth in my career, or I wouldn't be able to know what is it that I wanted to do long term. So I think it's important to not be comfortable if you want growth. I mean, everyone is different, and some people like where they're at and are comfortable working their way up in one lane, and that's totally fine. But I just know for me, I wanted to experience it all, and that's kind of been the path I've taken.
All those things are awesome and they sound great, but what are some of the biggest struggles? I mean, we've already talked about some of them, but what would you say are the biggest struggles for you being in the industry that it's like, oh, I just want out of this?
I will say, like, a lot of it, you know, you learn that it's political as well. Like, it's not, I don't know, like, it's great if you're passionate for it, but I think a lot of people in the long term, they, you know, once they get to experience the entertainment industry, they look for other paths. Like, I know people who ended up being like teachers or going back to school and getting their MBA. So I will say, like, the entertainment industry and working as a journalist is fun and it has a lot of perks and it is rewarding. Like, you go to fun events, you meet cool people, but like, I think you just have to be passionate about it because it's not all what it seems to be. There's a lot of hard work that goes behind it and long hours, and you really have to prove yourself. And it's just such a competitive nature. So if you're not willing to compete with people that, might have connections or are just so talented.
It reminds me of that Michael Jordan quote that's like, he only plays basketball with the best of the best because that's how he gets better. It's not him trying to dominate all these people. It's him wanting to grow and wanting to play those best people so he can become better than them.
I completely agree with that. I think you learn from the best of the best and take notes and soak in as much as you can. And I think that's where I've found myself in my career, just trying to learn as much as I can and picking up whatever opportunity that is presented, whether I have to make a run for someone in the past as a intern or production assistant, willing to pick up the dry cleaning because there is a lesson along the way with that.
Yeah, no, totally. This makes me think. So 5 years from now, are you still grinding, trying to get into, working on sets, or where would you love to transition if you could?
I definitely see myself being the face of my work and my brand. So I'd love to just be have more creative control of my work as a journalist. So I mean, I am a producer and producers are journalists, but I'd like to be known as a journalist and have my face be, like I said, the face of my brand. So I'd love to get into hosting and, like I said, just get more into the journalism side of things. Producing is great and I'd always do it, but I just want to be known for my work, and I think only the people that know me know what I put out. And a lot of times, I don't even claim my work, but if it's being put under a company, so I like things to just be tied to me, because I think everything I put out for E! News, like unless it's an article, it doesn't have my name on it, but it has millions of views, but no one knows it's mine, so.
Do you have any advice for those who are just starting out their career, who don't know which way to go, but they want to work in production?
I would say definitely just start out with an internship. I think that's the best way to go, even if it's not in a field you want to get into. Like, my first internship was at New York One News, and I knew I didn't want to work in news, and I was actually doing New York One News in Spanish. So I knew I didn't want to really focus in on the Spanish side of news. It was local news, but it definitely gave me the foundation to just get experience, learn what it's like to work in a fast-paced environment. So I think internships are the best way to go, because a lot of times where you intern, you're kind of getting trained to the company is kind of investing time into you. So producers are teaching you things so that you can kind of like help them out. So I think internships are a great way to just set, I guess, like a, I don't know, make your name for a company.
Love it. I love it. That's great advice. And then, are you working on any or worked on any fun or cool projects that you'd like to highlight here on the show?
So I am working on like a interview series. It's not a podcast, it's more of a digital platform where I am interviewing people as a journalist on their career. So be on the lookout for that. I'm gonna start in interviewing people in music, so like different managers and artists on their journey. So I'm hoping to put that out soon.
Do you have a handle already that I can put in the comments below?
Yes, so it's checkyourself.pod. So I'll send you all the
Okay.
information. I still haven't posted anything, but I'll make sure to let you know.
Well, thank you so much, Valerie, for coming on the show and, shedding some of your knowledge. It's so much fun to catch up and
Of course, thank you so much for having me.
yeah. And everybody at home, thank you so much for sticking to the end of the video. I really appreciate it. For those who haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. It'd mean a lot to me. And if there's someone you want to hear from or a certain industry or job that you're looking for, please let me know as well. I'd love to find people, or recommendations. I'd love to have them on the show. I love just hearing these stories. It's great. So thank you so much, everybody, and we'll see you on the next one.